formation to taxation, covering inflation, temptation, high expectations, and that dreaded stagnation. We bring to you Hit Nation.
Yeah, you just made a cheese joke.
She did.
I did make a cheese joke. Yes.
Sounds Gouda. Yeah. Oh my God, Cage. Wow. So there's a new opening for a bridesmaid in my wedding based on that stupid joke. Sarah, you're in the game, bud.
All right. It's
hard to resist. I don't know if I could feel those shoes, though. Jesus Christ.
It's actually Crocs. Everybody will be wearing Crocs.
Yeah, right.
No, nobody can wear Crocs. Well,
speaking of being her best man,
her
maid of honor, you guys have matching tattoos. Can we please talk about that real quick?
We both have matching Danny DeVito tattoos. This stemmed from wedding talk back a couple years ago when nobody can see right now, but Keisha is quite short. What are you? You're hitting five.
I'm three? 5'4" on a good day.
Okay,
but 5'3½", we'll say.
So the other people that were meant to be in my wedding party were like 5'8", 5'9". So Keish would have been the shortest. And Lucy told her that she was going to be wearing a suit in the wedding. It was a joke. She's not wearing a suit. But her instant reaction was, fucking suit. I'm going to look like Danny fucking DeVito.
All I could picture is the penguin. I
picture the stripper from Friends. That's what I pictured when he was like his little shuffle dance and shit, right?
Yeah.
So we just started kind of calling her Danny. And then on your birthday, it was 2 years ago now.
2 years ago now,
So I messaged her and said, hey, you need to be ready by 3:00. We're going to do something cool. And she was like, what the fuck is going on here? And so we met up and we went, she didn't know until that moment when I said we're getting matching tattoos, and then she got on the bed and we were getting matching Danny DeVito tats.
That's amazing.
So we both have Danny DeVito tattooed on our hip.
Yeah.
But the other day I did a post on Instagram on my boudoir page, and I did it was a post of myself. So, and in it you can see my Danny DeVito tattoo, but nothing, you can't see my face, but you can see some some racy stuff. There might be a little nip slip or something there, but you can't tell for sure that it's me. And you tell your side, because you got messages.
Yeah, about it. I woke up one morning and I had gotten a text from one of my friends saying, hey, did you do a photo shoot with Jenny? And I was like, I kind of sat there and I was like, years ago, Jenny had taken some photos of me for a calendar that I used to do. And I was like, oh, is Jenny posting those photos again? Like, come on, those are horrible. Yeah. She should not be advertising that on her social media page.
You want followers, right?
Yeah. And then I was like, what the fuck? And then not 2 minutes later, I got a message from Jenny saying, hey, so something happened. I posted a photo of myself and people think it's you.
Yeah. People are messaging me going, that's a good shot of the sandwich queen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy fuck. Would you call me?
Yeah.
I know I put on a few pounds, but you call me the fucking sandwich queen. Fuck you, man. And then I went, oh my God, it was like a light bulb moment. And I was like, they fucking think it's Keish. Yeah. They think it's Keish. So I'm having to backpedal and tell people, no, it's not Keish. That's actually me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So funny. So we've got Danny on our hip.
Yeah.
We haven't decided what we'll add to it, but either... I don't know. I really like that movie, Throw Mama from the Train. So maybe Mama or Arnold from Twins. Right? So it's
in the
my
works.
Fiance fucking hates it. Her boyfriend
hates it.
He hates it so much.
Hates
it. I love that. I think it makes it better that your respective others hate it so
you
much.
Think that those two would come to the realization that the more it pisses them off, the funnier it is to us.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to do more shit like that.
Yeah. And so Briar gets so riled up about it. And I'm like, you're only making this worse.
For yourself.
Yeah. For yourself.
It hurts you more than me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny when you had Lucy on the podcast and you were telling that story about her putting your leg around her. Yeah,
she's like, get it off me.
Yeah. Briar does the same thing all the time. Like, actually, it was really funny. Yesterday, I was laying in bed, and the blanket came down a little bit, and he comes around, and he goes, ugh, Danny's looking at me.
Peeking out the blanket. Yeah. When we do the picture for this podcast, we'll do Sarah in the middle and us with our Danny's out.
Can I have my greasy meatloaf?
Oh, yeah, you gotta.
So we finished her greasy meatloaf. We're going to tell everybody, so if you didn't listen to the last one, we did. We talked about your greasy meatloaf a little bit.
But we sure did.
We ended up doing her tattoo, her tribute to meatloaf. And I think it looks freaking cool, man. It's one of my favorite tattoos. It's like, it's a meatloaf.
Yeah, I know.
With the musician Meatloaf's hair and microphone.
And she even put like the ketchup on his back and everything. Like, it's just so great.
It's the greasiest meatloaf ever. Yeah, we just got to add the script underneath some of the lyrics that she wants. But, you know, we kind of skipped over a little bit about your trip to Africa, because that's around when you and I had met. So we met over 10 years ago. I was a personal trainer, and Keish was playing for the Penticton Pinnacles soccer team. And so I was training her and a couple of other girls, and then did like an injury prevention thing at the soccer club and stuff too, where they were giving me such a hard time, because I hadn't come out to a lot of people at that time, but they knew. And they would always bug me and make fun of me about the girls that were running around in their sports bras. And I would just go beet red and be so awkward. Now I'm like, fuck yeah, bring them on. Yeah. All the sports bras, take them off.
Go on then.
Yeah, but go on then. Take those bras off. What are you doing?
You're also forgetting to mention that anytime we would bend over anything, you would go.
There's a part noise. I did. They would do shit, and I was like a freaking 15-year-old boy.
Of course, right?
But that's where the Uncle Jenny came from. They would call me Uncle because I was like the pervy uncle that would be like, come sit on Uncle Jenny's lap. Like, I was just like a weirdo, right? But you left partway through the year to go to Africa and do some really cool shit over there. Like, you worked with kids and stuff.
Yeah, so the first time I went, it was, I think I was 15, I want to say, for a school trip that Penn High was offering. So I was there for 3 weeks the first time. And then I decided to graduate half a year early in 2013.
Who just decides that?
She's incredible. She's smart. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was actually...
Good for you. Yeah. Or did you just leave? Did you actually graduate early, or were you just like, peace out, motherfucker?
I was very worried I didn't actually graduate, but I did. Yeah. Go me.
Go me.
Yeah. But yeah, my best friend and I at the time, she was on the first trip with me, and we fell in love with it. And so we both decided to graduate half a year early, and my sister was already traveling at that time, so she had been traveling Europe since she graduated the year before. And
is that Mick?
Yeah. Yeah. So Mick graduated the year before me, was traveling, and I was like, hey, I'm coming to meet you. Like, I was very close. I am very close with my sister. And when she graduated, it was kind of like all my friends were gone, too, because I hung out a lot with them. And so I was like, I got to get out of here. So I put my head down for the first semester of grade 12 and was just like, I'm doing this. I'm graduating early. I need to get the hell out of here. And
Yeah. See, we didn't get into all that back in that day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. So I just put my head down. Me and my best friend, we just both put our heads down and scrounged enough credits to graduate half a year, pretty much. At that point, it was like, shit, what do I need to do here to get enough credits to get me out of here?
And I've seen her do some crazy, desperate shit for less than a freaking grade.
Yeah.
For a free beer.
Yeah. So, yeah, we graduated half a year early, and I met my sister in Morocco, and we were in Morocco for about a month. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we met my friend Kayla in Tanzania, and we just volunteered at an orphanage in Tanzania for, 4 months that time.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was definitely an eye-opener. Like, I mean, how could it not be? But, yeah, I was 17 at the time. Yeah. And
you learned some serious life lessons at such a young age going there and working in an orphanage.
Yeah, and just being on my own. I mean, I was a very independent kid growing up. Mm-hmm. Even though I was the baby, so my siblings will argue that I was a whiny baby, but I'm very independent. I think myself a very independent.
Yeah. She's a boss.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, being 17 and being on my own and leaving my parents and
It's unreal. You know, can we, if you don't mind, one of my favorite stories, because when Keish would come back from her trips to Africa, she'd always invite me over and she would show all of her pictures and stuff on like the big screen. And your mom even one time made like African food.
Right. Yeah, she
like
did,
she'd
yeah.
put out like a whole
wow.
spread.
Yeah.
But there's one story that just sticks in my mind, and I'm terrified of monkeys. I've been attacked by monkeys before.
What?
Like, yeah, I hate monkeys. Anybody who thinks monkeys are cute, I'll fight you. Monkeys
well, some of them are cute. Some of them are really terrifying. I will vouch for you on that. Some of them are very terrifying.
Thank you. Yeah. So what was your terrifying experience?
We were on safari. It was the first time I was there, and we were on safari, and you have to stop at the, before you get into the parks, you have to stop and give all your information. And so the tour guide said, keep your windows closed. The monkeys will jump in the car if you leave.
But they're big ass monkeys.
Yeah, they're baboons.
They're baboons.
Yeah.
Like the big red ass motherfuckers.
Yeah. Oh, those are, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, those are scary.
With the big
that's
teeth.
Yeah, they got the big fangs. Yeah.
That's scary. For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. So the tour guides say, keep your windows closed. They know you have food, so they're going to jump in windows if you leave your windows open. So we're like, okay, whatever. So I'm sitting.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. So I'm like sitting there. I'm waiting. I'm at the very back of the Jeep. And
Jenny's dying here.
It was our fucking tour guide who left his window open.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah. And so we're sitting there, and all of a sudden a baboon comes flying into the front of the Jeep.
And you're in the back seat.
I was in the very back, and I opened the window and tried to jump out the window, but they have bars on it, so you can't really like fully get out.
Oh shit.
And so I like try to jump out the window, but I'm like half stuck, like hanging out, and this baboon like turns around in his fangs and he's like screaming. The girl in front of me, she put up a pillow to like defend herself.
Oh, good call. Yeah. That
yeah.
pillow is probably, yeah.
And then lucky enough, someone was standing there and they just opened the Jeep door and he just like went running out. But oh. I was like half hanging out, and there was someone there. They weren't a part of our group, but they apparently have photos of all of it. So these
God.
Random people, don't know where they were from in the world, but they've got photos of me hanging out of this Jeep.
Oh my God. If somebody out there is listening and you have pictures of this.
Yeah. From what year was that? 2011, I think it was. That happened, so I would like to see those photos.
Can you imagine though, like that's like that, what was that movie where the monkeys went 28 days later, when the monkeys went crazy and then it turned everybody into like zombies and stuff? You would just freak out like the minute you look, you make eye contact, because that's what my experience was. I made
eye contact
with this monkey, and he looked at me, mm-hmm. and he opened his mouth and like bared his teeth at me and hissed. It was like a
yeah.
And I was like, this is it. Goodbye, mom.
Yeah.
Like,
where
my life
that?
Is over. That was mine was in Thailand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I couldn't imagine being stuck in a vehicle in the back seat.
Yeah. Even,
like, the front seat, you know,
God.
You've got an escape plan. But when you're in the back and you're like, fuck, shit, what?
Nowhere
where's my
go.
Escape route? Like,
right. And I had no food to at least, like, throw
distract.
It in. Yeah, and be like, go get it.
Yeah. I'll throw it this way and then I'll run this way. Yeah.
Yeah, I had nothing. That was pretty crazy.
That was my favorite story.
Yeah. How big was this thing?
Like, huge.
Yeah.
Like, I would say it was like the size of a 5-year-old kid, probably. And then its fangs are
they have scary fangs.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Traumatizing.
You never forget
never
that.
Never forget it.
Nope.
Never forget
never
it.
Never forget
God.
That. I had one of those motherfuckers in Thailand. Oh,
nope.
It's beer time.
It's beer time.
Made eye contact with me and climbed up and over my head and bit me. And
oof.
And they tell you, you're
it
supposed
to. You?
I got bit. Yeah, I still got scars on my right here and somewhere.
Did you have
anyway.
To get a rabies shot?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm. In Thailand.
You didn't get a rabies shot before you went?
Mm-mm. No, you do them after. Or, well, at the time of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had all the other shots.
Oh.
Well, because the rabies shot doesn't do, like, it just prevents less.
Rabies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't actually.
So I could have a little touch of the rabies right now.
You know? It explains a lot.
A touch of the rabies.
A touch of the rabies.
Explains a lot.
But their monkeys are assholes, though.
Yeah.
And they tell you that you're supposed to be the alpha.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to stand up and puff your own chest at them. And a lot of our tour guides would like hit the monkey. And I was like, I can't punch a monkey. That's like punching a fucking child. Like, I would feel weird about it. But after a while, you kind of become okay with maybe having to punch a monkey to just throw your weight around.
Yeah.
I guess you'd have to.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was the monkeys in Morocco, and they had trained them to, like, people wanted to take photos with them, and they had trained them to, like, rob. You so like they were like, if you're gonna get photos with the monkeys, like make sure all your jewelry's off and
no
you don't have like
way.
A purse on you or anything, because they trained them to like take anything that was shiny.
Yeah.
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 Faster. Yeah.
Smart little buggers.
Yeah, they are.
Hey?
Some of them well, are
the
really
one,
smart.
Well, the one that I watched him attack this woman and grabbed her bag. Seriously, like they do. They come after you. They grab your shit off of you and then they run up a tree. And the monkey grabbed this woman's bag, took it up this tree, and had you took one thing out at a time and tossed it down. This poor woman is standing under the tree with her arms up, and the monkey takes her snorkel, throws it down, takes her mask, throws it down, grabs her wallet, opens it, takes one card at a freaking time and throws it down, oh, and then shit. One coin and one bill at a time, and then throws the wallet down eventually. And she's just standing there like, come on, monkey. Give me my stuff, monkey. And they're just dicks.
Yeah.
They're fucking assholes.
Do you think they're just dicks or they're just really curious, like, what is this stuff? I need to see it and feel it before I throw it away.
Maybe, yeah. Well, it's personal. Yeah, it's personal to me.
It's personal.
Fuck you, monkey.
There was a story about I want to say it was an ape, but it may have been some other type of primate in the States somewhere that stole somebody's baby. And ran up a tree with it and then ate it.
Oh my God.
Alive.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Holy shit. This just took a real turn.
Yeah, real turn.
Some of them are real nasty.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Fuck monkeys.
And it's like, damn, that was us at one point. Like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I would never do that.
Right?
That sounded really convincing.
I've done some weird shit, but that's not something I would ever do. Anyway. So you were just saying how close you are with your sister.
Yeah.
And she's a year older, Mix a year older than you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how much older is Chloe?
Chloe's 4 years older than me.
Okay. And you live with Mick right now.
Yes, I do live with her.
So you live with her and you work with her.
And I work with her, yes.
Right.
Yes.
So how's that? Give me some advice on that. Just
who's all in your house, first of all? You and Briar?
Briar, yeah. My partner Briar, and then my sister Michaela, and then her boyfriend Ari. So it's four of us.
Ari. Shout out to Ari.
Yeah, Ari Neufeld.
Love him.
You've talked about him before.
He's a musician, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love Ari. Any chance he gets, get that guitar and he's just making up fun songs that have swear words.
Yeah. Nice.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I live with her and then I also work with her. She's been back at the deli probably for the last year and a bit, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
She went and took her yoga training. So she's a yoga instructor as well.
The yogi.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I was having a really hard time finding staff at the deli and I really needed help. So she was also working at cannery at the time. And so she quit working at the cannery just to come back and help out till we could find some people. So far, it's about a year and a bit later and still haven't found anybody.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, she...
How does that go with you and your sister living and working together?
It's definitely hard at times, not going to lie. Mm-hmm. It's good that my sister and I get along really well, but it's definitely, you know, like when we get home, we bitch about work and then it's like we need to have a specific cutoff time that, okay, mm-hmm. we're not going to talk about it anymore. And,
mm-hmm. right.
you know.
But how do you not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then Ari actually works at the deli sometimes too.
Yep.
So
holy shit.
Yeah.
Poor Briar. Yeah. He's just gotta sit there and listen to sandwich gossip.
Yeah, pretty much. I've told him so many times, I'm like, when are you gonna start? I could really use a hand.
Yeah.
It's about time you came and start slinging some sandies with me.
Yeah. Some sandies.
Yeah.
Slinging sandies.
But yeah, it's definitely
better than slanging meat.
Slinging
sandies or slanging meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this slinging sandies.
Slinging sandies.
You guys should have shirts that says that
slinging
on the back.
Sandies, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, I'll get a shirt that says I'm Sandy.
Funny, the one guy who works at the deli, his name is actually Sandy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
Sandy.
You probably don't want to have shirts that say that if you have someone that's named Sandy.
Yeah. My oldest sister, Chloe, actually made these really sweet shirts during like lockdown the first time. She was just really bored in Ottawa and obviously had no friends and stuff. And
Obviously.
Yeah. And she made
Chloe a freaking loser.
Yeah. She made these shirts and it's the map of Italy on the back and she like researched all the different types of cheese in Italy and where what regions they come from.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's the map of Italy and then it has like all the different types of cheese on the map where they come from and like what type of cheese they are. They're really sweet. I want them to be the uniform of the deli.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're really sweet.
That's cheap. She could probably sell the shit out of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
good for her. Fuck, all I did was play like Candy Crush and eat my feelings during the freaking lockdown.
Yeah. But she did puzzles.
Oh,
Lucy are cool too. I love puzzles.
Really?
Not as cool as a shirt though.
You guys should have a puzzle party with Lucy because I can't stand them.
Oh, you don't have the attention span.
Yeah.
You need patience.
I don't. And you know what? When the piece doesn't fit, I fucking make it fit. You see the way I'm talking through my teeth right now? I get aggressive with puzzles.
I'd punch you in your throat if you did that to my puzzle.
Yeah. I would too.
I'm such an idiot.
I would too.
So you had to bring on Mick, or not had to, but well, kind of, because you were short-staffed.
Yeah.
And is that something that you're struggling with currently because of the pandemic? Is that like one of the issues? Like what kind of issues have you had to deal with running a business during a pandemic?
Honestly, I don't even know if it's the pandemic or what it is. I've just found that over the last few years, it's just been so hard to find people who want to work. Mm-hmm. And like it's not just a matter of needing the paycheck sort of thing, but actually working hard, you know, like
keeping up with the...
Yeah, just having a work ethic. Like, I don't know what it is. I remember way back in the day when we'd put up a we're hiring sign and the resumes would just fly in the door and it was like basically just trying to wean out, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's, I can hardly get a resume.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I recently just got benefits for the deli and for the employees and stuff, which is...
Hey, that's cool, everybody who's listening. Like, right? You're offering benefits.
Yeah.
That's fucking sweet.
Not a lot of restos
I gotta talk to my
that.
Employer, Lucy Anderson from Beauty and the Blade. Start treating your staff a little better.
Holy
fuck. His calls are right out, eh?
Yeah. That's really cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's something new that I implemented in the deli. Which...
Good for you. How did Nana feel about that one?
I wasn't too thrilled on it.
No.
Nope.
Does she know?
Yep, she knows.
She will now once she figures out how to work a podcast on her radio.
Yeah. Her radio show.
Actually, the other thing,
her
like,
program.
Circling back to that was with the like benefits, it's like an automatic withdrawal out of your account. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge deal to like explain to her that, you know, this company is going to take this amount of money out. We have like pre-authorized this payment that's going to come out monthly and we don't have to send anything away.
But how do they know?
Yeah.
How do they know? How much did they go?
Yeah, and she, exactly.
Does
my
she
hand in
like
the
that?
Air.
Yeah, does she do that with her hand?
No, she doesn't do the hand gestures.
No.
No, she doesn't.
You should start doing that more. Show off your heritage a little bit.
I do sometimes.
Well, you know, make it your cool party trick from now on.
Mamma mia.
I wish people could see us right now doing this with our wrists. Like
wrist
there is a reel that we could do, actually, and we should.
We should. Okay.
Should have had some charcuterie in here, for Christ's sake.
But yeah, that was a hard thing to explain to her, and she's like, I'm not comfortable with that. I don't. How did they take the money out every month? Like, where's my invoice? And I was like, I'll print the invoice off every month. It's this amount every month. That was really hard to explain to her. That made her very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because she's the type, writes the check every month, you know, sends it off.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
She writes a check.
Yes, that's how we pay for everything at the deli, is
this
checks.
This is freaking crazy, man.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, we pay everything by checks.
Wow.
So that was a huge thing for her to understand that.
Is money like a big motivator to her?
It's really funny because like it is, but then also she goes to like Salvation Army and stuff to buy her clothes and that kind of thing. She's always been like that. She's like, I don't really want to spend too much money on myself. I have everything that I want. I go and buy my 25-cent plates at. She's a plate collector.
Hey, everybody needs a thing.
Yeah, everyone's got their thing, and that's her thing. And so I would say that it is, but in the same sense, she's also just happy with what she's got.
I just asked because I forget. I've calculated what it costs to write a check, print a check, and write a check.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, for me anyway, in the amount of checks that I was ordering at the time, it was going to be like $1.50 a check or some stupid thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also the same price that it is to do an e-transfer.
Yeah.
But then I just signed up with this new payment system called TelPay, 60 cents every time I pay a bill.
Okay.
So now that's less than half
that
I'm paying to write a check.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just thinking if money was a motivator for her, it might be something that you could explain to her that way. Like you're spending $1.50 every time you do this, you could be That's spending 60
you
cents.
You might have to write it out and draw a diagram.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, that's awesome to know though, right?
Yeah, that is.
And it doesn't seem like a lot of money, but when you're running a small business, every penny is a lot of money.
Exactly. Right? Well,
your check's going to be around too.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Remember traveler's checks?
Sheer time it takes to write a check versus just like,
I know.
It's just a button, right?
Yeah, just explaining that to her, like how much easier it would be if we could just do that, you know, like have these for certain payments, like the phone bill, for instance, the landline that we have at the deli.
Yeah.
To try to explain to her that, you know, this could just be automatically withdrawn every single month. You don't have to do anything. Like it just gets taken out of your account. But that to her is like so over her head. She just doesn't understand. And it freaks her out, the thought of somebody having access to her bank account without.
Just not a lot of trust there.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's that mafia shit.
Mentality.
Yeah.
Write the check. Okay.
Yeah.
Holy shit. No way. Hey, that's unreal.
Yeah. It's quite something, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I fucking hate writing checks. What like, how do you spell 11? I'm like, oh, God.
Right?
You're Googling.
Exactly.
If I ever get a message that says 11 or something, I'll just be like, oh, okay, she was checking her autocorrect.
I need to
know how to spell that.
Yeah, well, you just, like, panic in the moment. You're like, 18. How do you spell that?
I always struggle with 40 because I don't think 40 gets a U.
No, it
but
doesn't.
But 4 does. Yeah. So it's fucked.
Yeah, that's a good
head.
One, too. That one always fucks with me.
What is it?
I think it's F-O-R-T-Y.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's weird.
And then, like, when do you do the dash? Like, you know, like 21?
Yeah.
You put the dash there? Yeah. Is that all, like, even 31?
Yeah, I think
you do?
So.
It's all of them?
I think so. But I don't know.
Who writes checks?
I know.
Nobody
I do.
Writes numbers.
Need a freaking tutorial on this shit.
I do.
Hey?
I write checks.
Yeah. Because you have to.
I quit writing checks.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm like a spelling and grammar Nazi, but I do not like writing checks.
Mm-hmm. So so finding staff and writing checks and all that stuff. What else have you had to deal with during the pandemic? Like what have you had as, let's just start with the negative. What have been challenges?
I mean, it was really tough to be closed for those, I think it was 3 months that we were closed at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know.
What did you do? What did you do when you were closed?
We actually did some renovations.
Yep.
Some much needed renovations.
That's the lesbian lagers she's drinking there.
The Michelob Ultra.
The 3%ers.
Yeah. The water. Yeah. So that was really, we did that, but. We lost so much inventory. And at that point, I was taking a lot more duties on.
Mm-hmm.
And then
duty.
Oh, of course you did go there.
Duty and mandate. Those are my two favorite words.
Mandate. Yeah.
So you lost inventory.
Yeah.
What? I guess you would, hey? Yeah. Because you're all ready to open the next day and for the next 3 months.
Well, and then there was that
supply.
Like that crazy, just everyone didn't know what was going to happen. So I kind of ordered more because I was like, shit, what happens if I can't do any more orders? Like then I have to close because I don't have any inventory.
You're right. Yeah.
So I did that. And then, we were closed for like those 3 months and then reopening and putting in all these safety plans and like all that stuff. And I was just like the anxiety of opening up, like reopening, putting like my staff at risk and customers and like, how do I do this properly? How do I make everybody feel comfortable? How do I feel comfortable? And it was just it was so stressful trying to figure out how to make the business still run.
And well, there's so many people.
What was Nana's take on that?
Yeah.
She's
probably survived several pandemics.
Well,
no offense, Nana. she's up there, right? No offense, right?
Well, maybe one at least, right?
Yeah. Her thing was actually the war. It took her back to the war. Everything with COVID.
Shit.
Yeah. So, like, when everything was closing down, she started having really bad nightmares from the war.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I just got goosebumps, like, head to toe.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was her big thing with it, was that she was starting to feel like...
Fuck, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Like, Holy.
Yeah, so it was really hard on her. Like, the obviously the PTSD from being in the, like, surviving the war and stuff.
Yeah.
So that was all coming back to her. So that was really scary for her. And, like, I remember one day she called me and she was just, like, she heard the wind chimes, like, from outside of her door. And for some reason that, like, really triggered her to have...
Really?
Like, she was like, war's coming. Like,
oh, and wow.
It would, like, really freaked her out.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, she didn't really, she's very old school. So, like, the whole safety plan and stuff, she's like, well, we wash our hands, like, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, this is, like, extreme to that. And explaining to her that, you know, we have these rules that are now in place that we have to follow, which, I mean, it's food safe, which we already were following, but it's like heightened to 10,000.
Yeah, right.
Did you have to have the inspector come in? Our favorite inspector. We won't mention his name, but we had the same inspector.
No, he's gone, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, he's gone. I think he left during the pandemic. I think it was too much on him.
Is this an IH inspector?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, he never, I heard that he had quit halfway through
pandemic. We're going to miss seeing him all the time.
Yeah, tragic, really.
Not all the time, like it was an issue, but just like, check in.
But she was pretty understanding, and I mean, this was new to her too. Like, she didn't really understand what was going on. All she knew was that she wasn't allowed to see anybody or be around people and stuff. So that was fairly easy, but yeah, just like the stress of, what am I allowed to do? What am I not allowed to do?
Yeah.
Is this going to get me in trouble?
And the constant change.
Yeah. And like, is this going to get me in trouble or, you know?
And trying not to get too deep into it. Like, we always try to avoid having conversations either way with customers on which side we're on. Because, God, the minute somebody hears something, it's pentocton and they'll blow you up on Facebook and give you a bad review based on just where you stand on something like COVID, right?
Exactly,
so it could ruin you just with that. But that's got to be hard to just kind of keep your mouth shut with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And just trying to please everyone and follow the rules and explain to people that this isn't me. I'm just the messenger.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Now.
Like, this is, if I were to do it any other way, are you going to pay my fines?
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
If I decide that no one has to wear masks anymore, are you going to be the one who's going to pay the fines that come every single day of me being open without following these protocols? Because I doubt you will.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just, I'm very thankful for the masks right now for that reason alone, just because I can't imagine what my whole face would be like having to deal with this, where it's just my eyes, so I can just go.
Yeah, you just look like you're smiling, but your mouth is saying, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just thankful for the masks.
Yeah.
But
I just did a test with my daughter the other day with my mask on. I'm like, okay, tell me when I'm smiling and when I'm like, giving you a fuck you eyes. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to know if other people could tell, because when I'm walking around and people smile at me, I give them the fuck you eyes.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they look like I'm just smiling, but I'm not that nice.
Yeah.
And my daughter, you just walk around like, with smile eyes all the time, but like a pissed off face, like one of like that ventriloquist dummy that Jeff Dunham had.
Yeah.
Just looks fucking pissed off. All the time.
Yeah. Anyway, she could tell every time, but she knows me, so
yeah,
I still do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice having those masks, just doing like half your makeup and half.
And when it's cold out, they actually do.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Face a little warm.
They do. Yeah. They totally do. Yeah. Yeah. Until you sneeze. Fuck, oh, I hate that. It's like I just pissed my pants on my face.
Oh, my God. Gross.
Nasty. That reminds me of a story. One time my stepmom was driving the Deerfoot in Calgary, and she cut somebody off in traffic, and this fellow was so irate with her that he caught up to her and like pulled up beside her and looked out his driver's window and spit at her.
No.
But his window was up.
That's when you drive away really fast, or you just like inch slowly back.
Yeah.
Like, do, do, do.
What a tool.
Oh, my God. Spit all over his window.
Oh, my God. Sucks to suck.
Right?
Fucking idiot.
Sucks to suck.
Did you just say it sucks to suck? Oh, my God. I love you so much.
Good.
Sarah's writing that down. She's like, I'm going to start saying that one.
Sucks to suck. Good one.
Yeah. Sucks to suck. So you're still looking for staff then a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And you guys are offering benefits, which is
yes.
Good. Yep.
Good old benefits.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool.
Has the deli always been in that location?
Yes, always.
And is there plans to expand or move or?
No.
That's cool.
I've had actually a few like realtors in town come and be like, "Oh, there's a new spot opening. If you wanna," a realtor came for OK Falls, and I'm like, why would I open a location in OK Falls? If I'm going to, like, franchise and open, I'm going to do, like, Kelowna or Vancouver.
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep it in the Okanagan because then it kind of takes away from that, you know, we're in the Okanagan. We have to go to Ilvecchio's. We have to go there.
Yeah. Right,
it's like
right.
if it's in Vancouver, it's like, we're in Vancouver. We have to go to Ilvecchio's.
Yeah.
But I don't know. As it stands right now, especially with the staffing thing, there's no way that I would be able to do it.
Yeah.
It's just not an option. Definitely thought about it maybe a few years down the road, not saying that it's not never going to happen. But as it stands right now, I just don't have the capacity to be able to do it and don't have the time. And
I would personally love, I'm just going to put it out there, to see a seating area.
Like, yeah.
I know there's a little bit of one there, but I would love to be able to just come and sit there and eat, you know, come downtown and have lunch with you guys one day.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
That'd be cool.
Well, from right now, just pick them up and come sit at the studio.
Yeah, I get that, it's the ambiance, right?
Yeah.
It's the Italian deli.
Well, if you can hear Nana yelling at the girls, too.
That I would pay to sit there and get to hear that.
Talking to Briar, like, when we first started dating, because when he was in high school, he used to go to the deli all the time, and he's like, oh, like, because at that time there was my grandma there. There was two German ladies, a Dutch.
Oh, yeah, I remember that
lady.
Yeah.
And so they were all like older women, and they would all, like, my grandma just be like yelling at all of them and stuff. And he's like, oh, your grandma was like the scariest person ever. And he's like, it was like just such an authentic feeling going into this European deli and everyone's just yelling at you.
Oh,
he's
amazing.
Like, I loved it.
I loved it.
That's awesome, right? Yeah. That's so cool. Yeah. Like, that's another part of your niche, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a restaurant in Vancouver. Is it called the Elbow Room or something?
Oh,
where you go there
and they treat you like shit. Yeah.
And then in Vegas, where we were supposed to go for my bachelor party,
Dick's.
It's called Dick's Last Resort. And you walk in there and they treat you like fucking shit. And I didn't know. My mom was like, the first time I went there, my mom was like, we're taking you out for lunch. It's going to be really cool. And I was like, sweet. Like, we're probably going to medieval times or something, like big deal, whatever, right? And we go to this restaurant and we sit down and the waitress comes over and she just throws the cutlery on the table and she's like, can you move your phones? You're in a fucking restaurant. And I was like, holy shit. Like, what? Did you guys just hear that? And my mom at the time, she's just like, yeah, what do you mean? Nothing. And I was like, am I just like really sensitive right now because I'm fucking hungover in Vegas or like what's going on here? And she's like, they make these like hats for you and they put them on your head and they write things on them. And mine said, like, looser than a machine, an original slot machine or something on the fucking strip or something. And, and Lucy's, I think it said, stop staring at my tits. Like, it. And then, they just treat like shit. And then I tried to treat her back like shit a little bit. Like, I held up my glass and I was, like, you know, giving the international symbol for, like, it's empty.
Yeah.
And she just looked at me and she went, fuck off. And I went, I'm just gonna go fuck myself completely. You're right. I should fuck right off. I should fuck off back to Canada. What am I doing here? But then at the end, after we paid our bill, she was so nice. She was so sweet. But it's freaky, man. Like, you want to clean your whole plate because you think you're gonna get in so much shit for not cleaning your plate. Like, I was like, I can't leave a freaking crumb.
She said, fuck off.
Oh, she just looked at me and she just like gave me the death stare and was like, fuck off. I was like, yeah, I will.
Yeah. I would love to work there.
Oh,
I know. Hey, isn't that like your dream job of just
after
being able
to?
You've
worked in retail and customer service.
Oh,
yeah, you wish you could work
there. You could go there
like
hungover.
That.
You could go there pissed off. You could go there fucking PMSing. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Be the best.
Yeah.
Get out your rage and then go enjoy your life after.
Amazing.
Yeah, you got to go there. It's so cool. I like Google it. You can go on YouTube and watch videos of the shit that they do to like bachelorette parties and stuff. Like, they'll get you face down in a guy's like big fat gut and like it just gets crazy there. And that's where we were supposed to go. Keish was planning my whole bachelor party because it was supposed to happen 3 years ago.
That's crazy. 3 years ago.
3 years
that's
ago. Yeah.
Wild.
She was on it too. She had the strippers booked and everything. But things have changed now. We're going to Kelowna this year.
Oh.
It's okay.
Not
it'll
quite
still be
Vegas,
fun.
But we're going to make it fun.
Don't worry, I'll provide the meat.
I really hope there's not a lot of meat at my bachelor party. Do not get me a male stripper. Please. No offense to any male strippers out there, but like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want the temptation.
What? You're a 100-footer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I learned that from you.
I know. 100-footer. Oh, as long as he's okay with me being the big spoon.
Okay.
Just kidding. Fuck. Anyway, moving along.
So yeah. Does Nana yell at people like that? Like, first of all, does she speak English?
Yes. Yes. She speaks the accent. Yeah, she's a very thick accent. Yeah. Yes.
So cool.
Yeah, I was just like back in the day, I don't know, when she was in there, she had no problems yelling at all of us and that kind of thing. Not so much customers. She was always very good with customers, but like the staff, she really tore us a new one, but
cracked the whip.
Yeah.
But cracked
the spaghetti.
Yeah. Okay. But no, I mean, I love her to death. And, you know, we all kind of joke about like what it used to be like when she was running the place and everyone was a little bit scared that kind of thing. But yeah, it was funny hearing it from Briar's perspective. Like, he's like, yeah, that was the best part about the deli, like how authentic
and like what a perspective. Because I think if that were me, especially in my younger years, I'd have been like, shit, I'm not going back there. Yeah. Right. And he like flipped it into a different perspective.
You know what? I think the whole thing, though, like you saying that and the whole like, you know, with the atmosphere with when she was running it and then now with like, you know, not having the social media and not doing things traditionally, I think what it all comes down to is the fact that like the product speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps people coming back.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter
if
you're doing social media. It doesn't matter if you're yelling at your staff in Italian.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're just offering, you know, just you're only taking cash.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have something that, I mean, you have a little bit of competition in this town. But, you know, so, like there's a chain, obviously, that has sandwich artists that can't quite keep
but
up.
It's not
I feel
the same.
Like.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Yours feels like you're going for lunch at Nana's house.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what sets us apart a little bit. And I know that I know that's the reason why we do so well is the product speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's really no other explanation to it. I mean, everyone can
it's not you. It's not your smile or your face or anything.
Yeah, God, no.
God, that would scare people away.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I've had reviews written about me. But, you know, you can go anywhere for cold cut meats. You can go anywhere. And now a lot of places are selling the grocery items that we do sell.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is kind of the experience and... Yeah, the product. Like, people come in, they buy everything from the mustard. They go buy the same buns. They buy everything. And they're like, I still can't make it taste the same. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're buying all the exact same ingredients that we do, but I can't tell you why it tastes different. I mean,
I can't wrap that shit like you can. I can't.
Food does just taste different when someone else makes it.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I wish Lucy would fucking cook once in a while.
Aww.
I'm just kidding. She does a lot.
She does. Yeah, she cooks, doesn't she?
No, but she does a mean laundry.
A mean laundry?
Oh, okay. She can clean a mean dish. I do the cooking, she does. But it is. It's the experience, and it's just having you guys make it and being just feeling like when you walk in there that you're part of the family.
Yeah.
You know?
And especially recently, I've kind of been thinking about it a lot, like with my dad in there a lot more lately, obviously, without having much staff. And we, like, laugh a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. And it's,
really?
Yeah. And working alongside my sister and my dad, not many people get to say that they spend that much time with their family, like especially your dad or your mom or my grandma. Like I see my grandma every single day and I have seen her every single day.
Yeah.
You know, for the last however many years, and not many people get to say that they get to spend that much time with their family.
Yeah.
And, you know, I especially because I'm my sister's boss. So she's So like she gives me a hard time and I'm gonna quit, I'm walking out on you, like that kind of stuff all the time. And,
oh, for sure. Yeah. That's what you should say to Lucy all the time. Fuck you, or I'll quit.
Yeah.
I'll fucking quit.
Yeah.
That'll go over really well.
Yeah.
You know what? I wanted a fourth wedding date.
Yeah.
I wanted to postpone it one more time.
You see Jenny like shriveling up into a little ball.
I do that anyway. The minute she lifts her hand, I fucking flinch. You know that. We've gone through things.
Yeah.
It scares me.
But yeah, we have a lot of fun together. And my sister and I make fun of my dad all the time.
He's a beauty, though. He's got to be a patient guy working with all those women every single day.
Yeah.
Like, no offense to women. Like, no. I am one.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
But he's got to be a patient guy.
He just gets ripped on all the time. Yeah. He's very forgetful. So I never let him forget that he's forgetful. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like
he dances to the beat of his own drum. Yeah. Like he works at his own pace.
Yeah.
I love it.
And yeah, like I just thought about it. Like on Saturday, we were laughing so hard, just making fun of each other. And
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it is really incredible. Like, yeah, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I hate it and it's really hard and frustrating. But then, like, those times where we're all just laughing and working together and, you know, like it makes it all worth it.
Totally.
You know, I get to spend all of this time with my family all the time. And we still get along. Like, on my weekends, I'm out in Kausten with my dad, like, on weekends and stuff.
Really?
Even though we work together every single day of the week. And,
yeah,
I've still spend so much time with my family. And considering that I see them every day, you'd think that I would never, my days off, I'm like, get away from me. I don't want anything to do with you. But it's the total opposite. Like, we work together and we spend all of our time together. And it's...
You're lucky.
Yeah,
you are very lucky.
It's really cool, and it's really refreshing to hear that appreciation for that, because some people might be like, fuck, that's just way too much time. I need a break.
But
to hear your appreciation for it, especially as you get older and you know that time is just so precious, I think, you know, you just appreciate it. You're only going to appreciate it more and more and more as you get older.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's good that being so young right now that you have that appreciation already, and you're only going to have that more. Time is super precious.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yeah. And yeah, I'm grateful for it every day. And even I laugh about it all the time because, like, we have 2 days off in a row. And sometimes my dad will just call me on a Monday because we haven't seen each other in a day. And it's just like, hey, what'd you do yesterday? And I'm like, can you give me a day off?
Like, I love Richard.
I know. And I'm like, hey, we just saw each other. Like, it'll be like 2 days. And he's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Nothing's different from the last time we saw you.
Yeah, that's what you talk about. I'm going to start making shit up.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I needed to back.
You know, before we, like, you know, this doesn't have anything to do with sandwiches or the restaurant or anything like that, but it does have, it's to talk about just Kaish and her love for people in general, and it starts with her family, obviously, but she was one of the first people that I ever talked to about my sexuality and stuff. But Kaish is a huge drag queen fan. Loves drag so much. We've gone to every drag show we possibly can together. We've gone to a lot of the nights in Kelowna when they used to have the noir nights. A friend of ours started that, and we used to go and hang out with the drag queens there. And Kaish and Lucy would sometimes get to the point where they would put on a better show than the drag queens.
Oh, wow.
Or the drag queens would even say.
Yes.
Everybody was watching these two instead of us. But she's just always been so super accepting of people and love and everything in general, and just loves drag queens. And her partner, Briar, he's just had to follow suit. So whenever we go to drag shows, sometimes he's the only man.
But he loves it, too. And I think that's what makes it even better, is that I introduced him to drag. And it was just like, okay, so I watched the show, RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, I don't know if you're going to like it. Loved it. He was instantly like, yeah, love this
awesome.
Shit. And he loves being loved. So when he goes to drag shows and stuff, he's really tall. He's 6'4" and like big beard. And
he's a gorgeous man.
Yeah.
Like, just a big, good looking dude.
Obviously, these drag queens like peg him out from the crowd and they're just like,
you should have said peg him out.
I will say peg him out.
Briar gets pegged.
He's gonna hate me for that.
Holy shit, yeah. Briar got pegged.
Yeah. But yeah, he just like, they pick him out and they're just like the one show
they zero
where
in.
Yeah, zero right in on him. He gets motorboated. They like,
oh, we went to it was a noir show or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had the RuPaul's Drag Race queens there. And Eureka is one of the queens, and she's very well endowed. And she picked him out, and it was a full auditorium of people, and she came up the runway and looked at him, like, zeroed in. She pegged him, and she grabbed his face and motorboated him. And they, you know what? He's still proud of it.
Oh, God, he loves it.
He got to motorboat Eureka, who I don't even remember how far she went on All-Stars. Did she win it?
Well, she was definitely top three, though, I think.
Yeah.
She's been on a lot of RuPaul's.
But yeah, so he's a very patient. And the two of you together are just so, so accepting and so loving and so tolerant of each other and the people around you. Like, you guys have always made me feel so welcome and just like family. So. Yeah. And I think that stems from your family and everything that was passed down to you. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
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 We're not having a moment here. Fuck right off.
Oh, I think you are. And I'm just loving it.
If I could just ask you to be my best man again, I fucking would right now.
Yeah. I'd probably say no this time.
Yeah. It's a lot of duty.
Yeah. Duties.
A lot of duties.
No, I'm just kidding.
We just leave everything up to Lucy and do what we're fucking told, eh?
Yeah, except you don't even tell me anything.
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to know? I thought you were wearing a suit. Fuck.
You do. I don't know it.
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Oh, frick. Hey.
You are one interesting person. And I mean that in the best way.
Are you really happy to know her?
Mm-hmm. I am. I'm very happy that you suggested she come here.
Yeah.
I've while you were gone to the washroom, I was telling Jenny, like, I'm learning shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about this podcast. I get to learn shit from other business owners. And it helps me grow as a business owner. Mm-hmm. And it
totally,
I mean, just this conversation, right? All three of us are learning shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's good people. She's so good to be around. Just always. You just feel good around her.
Yeah.
Look, she's crying right now. You can't see, but she's
I'm
bawling.
Not crying. You're crying.
Yeah, she's bawling.
Bawling my face off.
I don't think I've ever seen you cry. Don't fucking do it at the wedding because that'll make me cry. I can't go there.
Yeah, I know. I know. Don't worry.
Oh, you're going to cry.
She's going to bawl her face off.
You're going to bawl your own.
Yeah,
of course you are.
I'm going to have to be there in her ear.
No, you're going to have to read my vows for me.
I'm not reading your vows.
You're going to be standing there going, "Dear Lucy," and look up at her. Thank you for
loving me. Your vows with "Dear Lucy." Dear
like
Lucy.
You're writing a letter from World War I.
To my dearest. Thank you for standing by me.
All my friends have been killed. Shot right in front of me.
Now but, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Jesus.
Oh, how does it always end up that Lucy gets shat right all over her?
No, this is you.
Yeah, I know.
In this case.
Yeah. Shit on me. Cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you read?
You know, she was the one who got me hooked. This doesn't have anything to do with like audiobooks or books and reading, but she listens to a lot of podcasts and got me hooked on true crime. Like we drove to Big White and we just listened to true crime. We just listened to how to murder people and get away with it.
That's such a thing to do.
Yeah. It's very basic. Yeah.
Very basic bitch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keisha's basic.
I do read though, when I got the info back for the podcast and it was like book recommendations and I was like, well shit, I'm reading Harry Potter for like the fifth time.
She loves Harry Potter. Like she's named her cat. No.
Yeah, my cat's Harry Potter, so I was like, it's probably not very.
You have a Harry Potter tattoo, don't you?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
I do. But I do actually have it's Trixie and Katya's Guide to Modern Day Womanhoods. Yes.
Who's Trixie and who's Katya?
They are both drag queens.
Nice.
My favorite drag queens, actually. They do a lot of stuff together. They have podcasts and YouTube channels and that kind of thing. But it's just sort of a fun take on a guide to womanhood, even though they're drag queens. And, you know, there's some self-love tips in there that, I don't know, I just think are really fun. Like, they're the most ridiculous people in the world. So it really just honestly makes me laugh. And that's what I like to do.
It's inspiring, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, if two men are able to do this, they identify as male, right?
Yeah.
So the two men are doing this, and they're embracing their feminine side, and they're having fun while they're doing it.
Yeah.
That's inspiring.
Yeah.
So if that's what you connect with, like, it's fucking, it's really cool. It's why we love drag, because you go to one of these drag shows, and they fucking own it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing sexier or more
empowering than watching somebody just love.
Be confident.
Yeah. And
confidence.
Be confident.
Yeah. It's just everything.
Yeah.
What? Because I'm absolutely ignorant and you have yet to take me to a drag show.
Yeah.
Although it's happening.
Yeah.
Is this their everyday lifestyle, or is this just an act for like an entertainment purposes?
Depends on the person.
Yeah.
Okay. Really. Sometimes it's different.
Yeah. Like we met one drag queen, Sonique, Kylie Sonique.
Right.
She was on RuPaul's Drag Race. Actually, she just won All Stars, the last season of All Stars. Mm-hmm. And we were fortunate enough to get to go and meet her and hang out with her after her show. And she actually transitioned to become a female. So she was male to female. And one of the most humble,
down-to-earth
people I've ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, she just sat there and we had this conversation. We had conversations with her where she was just so grateful to be in our presence. And we were like, what the fuck, man? Like, you're the one who's singing on stage with Miley Cyrus. You're all over the world.
Yeah.
And you're just thanking me for just sitting here and talking with you like a person. And she was just like, I don't get many of these conversations. Oh, and she was so appreciative of it. And so that was one drag queen who identifies as female. But there's more and more now where they live their daily lives in like as females.
Yeah.
Or there's been the male drag queens. So there's women who have transitioned to men, yet they've gone on the drag show and performed as women.
Okay. Yeah.
So they've gone woman to man, but they dress up as a woman and they do well. So there's just it's a whole
It's a never ending sort of.
It just keeps evolving.
Yeah. And like the last season of RuPaul's Drag Race, there was just a straight guy on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's like, straight men too.
Straight men that do drag. There's on the last UK, there was a woman on it who's like born woman.
Yep.
Who is a drag queen. And I think that's what I like most about it, is that it's like accepting of everybody.
Yeah,
like it's
yeah.
a whole community.
You don't have to be a man that dresses a woman to do drag.
No.
You could be a woman who dresses even more as a woman. Like over the top woman. Like Cher. to do drag.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's just such an accepting community and everybody. Mm-hmm. It's just love. Like that's all it is. It's the one word that both Briar and I have to describe being at drag events. It's just love, like everywhere.
That's awesome.
I think that's still to this day, like that's why you were one of the first people I ever came out to, because it was just, I knew that it would just be okay.
Yeah. It's just love. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Do you guys know Michael C. Hall does drag? The guy that played Dexter?
Really?
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, shit, hey?
He's got a whole like Broadway type career where he dresses in drag.
Cool.
Wow.
And
is he straight?
He's straight, and he's got a band.
Yeah, yeah.
Called something Butterfly Machine. I don't know. It's some really long, stupid name, and the music is terrible.
Oh shit!
It's no offense. In fact, if you're a Dexter fan, I'll go so far as to say, do not YouTube his band, because it'll ruin Dexter for you.
Oh,
it's,
oh no!
It's
that
awful,
bad.
Wow. Like awful British music.
Lucy, your music sucks.
No, because he is British, so. Or no, he is British. No, is he British?
No idea.
I don't know. No, I don't think he is. I take that back.
I think I watched one episode.
You've never seen Dexter?
I knew I was going to get ripped on.
Oh my God, get the fuck out of here right now.
Take your empties and go.
Do you have Crave?
Yeah, I think we do.
Dude.
We might need to renew it.
You need to watch Dexter.
So step away from The Bachelorette and get on the Dexter.
It's so good.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I'll do it.
It's my favorite show of all time.
Mm-hmm.
All time. Anyway.
Maybe we could do nights together. Okay. I think what we learned from this podcast is that we're all going to have to spend some time together now, hey?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have to take you to a drag show and maybe go do some music trivia, some
You're going to have to come have tiramisu tomorrow.
Oh, I'm coming. Mm.
Cash
you
only.
Guys, I have cash. I hardly ever
We're
have
just
cash.
Just the street, and I have cash always.
Yeah.
So
no,
if you
I
need
got
to,
cash. It's good.
Or hit the three banks. None, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You go hit the bank.
I have been there before where I knew it was cash only, and I still pulled up, and my dumb ass gets out and sees the sign. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I come back because it's that good.
It is that good.
I know,
and then you got 30 people in line ahead of you, and you're like, but I was here.
I can come in, order the sandwich, and then be like, I'm going to run to the bank while you finish that up.
All right.
It shouldn't offer that. Fuck those people for not being ready,
prepared.
Yeah. You're going to hold a sandwich?
Fuck you and your business.
Yeah. On hold. Yeah. Okay, you're right. Yeah. Right? That's why you do well and I'm still struggling. So your book, back to that, Trixie and Katya's Guide to Modern Day Womanhood.
Yes.
That was a good book.
Yes, it is. It's just a fun take on a kind of, I guess sort of a self-help book, mm-hmm. but not really, kind of. I don't know. They're just so weird and bizarre, and it's just a good laugh. Mm-hmm. Like
that's, with a positive message.
With a positive message, mm-hmm. yeah. And that's kind of what I enjoy is just laughing and...
Sweet.
That's awesome.
That's my kind of person.
Yeah.
Just I can see why you two are besties.
She's good people. Yeah. She's freaking 10 years younger than me. Is that weird?
How old are you? Or do you not want to say?
I'm 26.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? She's older than me, for Christ's sake, it seems like, right? A little bit sometimes. Are you looking at
maybe
me like
on
that?
Maturity level.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You would think she was older than
not
me.
Not saying
bit.
That you're immature, but we've had this discussion with you
immature.
And Lucy.
She's pretty immature, yeah.
But like...
Isn't it crazy how young she is, but how old she is? She's an old soul.
Yeah, I think I'm 26. Yeah, I'm 26.
I can't imagine like getting ready to take over fucking generational business at 26.
Yeah.
That's still so much of your life.
Goddamn sandwich empire, for Christ's sake.
Absolutely. Slinging Sammy's.
Yeah, slinging Sammy's. Yeah. I know, I was actually 17 when I got offered to take it over, and I was like 17, and I was like, I got a life to live. I got parties I got to go to.
Oh, I would have thought the same thing at 26 too, though. I'd
she
be like,
does some
them.
Cool murder mystery parties. Have you ever done
one
of those? Oh, yeah, you have.
Do the JC's do one.
Yeah. She does murder mysteries.
I just opened that present that you got me. It's sweet.
Is it cool?
Yeah,
I got her a murder mystery
like a board game or whatever.
No, it's a pack.
It's a whole package.
But it's got you can play it 10 times.
Oh, cool.
So it's like the winners. I got it from the winners.
It's the same story.
The winners. It's my old age now showing up, you know?
The Facebook.
Smoke the pot.
The interwebs.
Yeah. Is that what Nana calls it? I don't understand the interwebs.
Does she know what that is?
The internet?
Yeah.
I think she kind of knows. She knows what was it the other day? There's like those Penticton Now pamphlets that tourists get where it has like a map of downtown Penticton and stuff. And we've got our advertisement in there and... like where we are located on the map or whatever. And she's like, oh, and there's a phone book in it. And she's like, oh, I'll just leave this down here in case you need to like look for a phone number. And I was like, I have my phone to do that. And she's like, oh, you can do that on your phone? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, Nana.
Yeah. I was like, I can just look it up on my phone. She's like, oh, okay. Well, I'll leave it down here just in case. I'm not going to use it.
No way.
Yeah.
Love her. Nana's not having none of it.
No. We had a phone book delivered last
just
summer.
Seems like
or
such
something.
A waste
I'm
of
like,
print.
Oh, I know, yeah. Such we'll a waste.
Save that for the fire.
Yeah, like, right.
What? Who the fuck still reads? Who still reads a phone book? Let alone delivers the phone book.
How much are they making?
Yeah, can't be much. I know
the phone
people,
book now is like this big. I remember back when I was like a kid and it was like.
Yeah,
fucking that thick. Yeah. And now it's like.
Remember when we had to call to find out like what the movie listings were to find out the times of the movie? And then if you missed it because your stupid ass fucking brother was yapping in the background, you had to listen to it again. Shout out to my asshole brother.
Yeah, everyone's got an asshole brother.
Right? Hey, cheers to asshole brothers.
Sounds like that happened a few more times than is probably normal.
Yeah.
Trial isn't the fucking movie listing. Shut your yap.
It was.
Couldn't just walk down there and see.
Or like when you would rent movies from like Blockbuster. I know we rented a movie one time called Puppetry of the Penis. And it was just like people doing tricks with their dicks.
Yeah.
You rented that?
Well, we did, but... because we thought it would be really funny. Anyway, ended up being we didn't take it back on time and there was a late fee. And I was in the store with my mom and the woman goes, you have a late fee? And mom's like, for what? And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm out of here. I gotta go. And she said what it was for. My mom looked at me like, get in the fucking car. Like when they talk between their teeth and their chin comes out, you know you're gonna get your ass beat. Puppetry of the penis, ma'am.
She probably thought it was like porn though or something.
Yeah. Right? So honestly, when you said that, I was like, oh my God, what kind of porn is that?
It was just they do tricks. I don't even know. This is a stupid topic. Let's just move on from this.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's probably the reason I'm gay now, all that shit that went down. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I think that's a good place to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
Speaking of
puppets of the people.
See, this is maturity level is what I'm talking about.
Cage was just like, yeah, let's wrap it up. And I'm like, dance and rapping. Anyway, oh my God. I think it's time for that outro we discussed at the beginning.
Shit, yeah, the outro.
Yeah. Gear it up.
All right. Cage mentioned a book.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When your episode is live, Cage, mm-hmm. there will be a link to that book on my website.
Okay.
And if anybody wishes to check it out, please buy it from that link, and then I get a kickback.
Nice.
So far,
we've sold zero. maybe this is the one. This might be the one.
It's anybody who's interested in drag or just, what comes with the...
You know, there's some fashion advice in there. There's some life advice.
Yeah.
Some comedy.
Yep.
Some stuff about drugs and alcohol. Right, that's up your alley.
That all sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
It does. Really good.
And the books that I put on there, they're all like under $20.
Yeah, I don't think like, this
they're
one
pretty
is...
cheap books nowadays.
Yeah.
Also, there's just a reminder that there's a follow/subscribe/rate button on whatever platform you're listening to, except if you're listening directly from the website. And Spotify has the rate category, so you can rate us out of 5 stars. Please don't press the 1 star or I'll beat you up.
She'll come for you. She's turned her hat backwards now. She's hard as fuck.
Oh, yeah, because I'm wearing a hat today and I'm not used to it and I keep hitting it on my microphone and yeah. like a dummy.
Yeah.
And then lastly, if you're still listening this long.
I'm not even listening anymore. I'm fucking texting now. Yeah. Like, I'm
Jenny's like,
oh, my hose.
Taking pictures of us. I can just see in her head. She's like, you're a taiga. You're a taiga. Anyway. Lastly is a donate link at the end of the description of every episode. And if you want to help us out,
smash that button.
Smash that donate button.
No, I love smashing buttons every time we talk. Anyway,
yeah, okay.
Go on and smash that button.
Thanks again for listening and stay.